Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union from WTTSFM.com.
Story right out of the heartland. Yeah. Hey, it's great to have you here, Brandon. And
it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
You're from, now did you, were you born in Beech Grove?
Yes, I was.
Okay, really? Okay. Yep. So you grew up your formative years there in Beech Grove, and at some point or another you must have heard some music and decided you were interested in playing the guitar. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, my father was a great singer. He didn't pursue it as a career or anything, but he would just always sing in around the house. So I was always singing around the house along with my brother and sister. And I always wanted to be a writer for some reason. So when I was 16, I was given a guitar for my birthday and sort of merged the two passions of singing and writing. And here we are now. I'm still hacking away at it.
Great. And you went, at some point you left for Nashville.
And, that's right.
And then, but even though you've got all these, this vast wealth of studios there in Nashville, you picked a very musically significant place to record this album. You want to tell me something about that?
Yeah, well, instead of doing the album in Nashville, I did it down in Muscle Shoals. And I happened upon Muscle Shoals on my 30th birthday, which was last year. The first time I visited the Shoals, I played there, and it was on my 30th birthday, and it was just a special night, and I immediately realized while playing there that the type of crowd that came out to the show was different than other places. They knew a lot about music, and there was a soulfulness about these people and their passion for music that really resonated with me and just made sense. And I quickly started accruing friends and making connections. Coming from Nashville, having been living there the past couple of years before going down to the Shoals, Nashville, which I love it, but it's a place where everyone's hyper cool in a way, terminally cool. And Muscle Shoals, they're still a soulful, kind, familial value structure in place there that I love.
And you had some of the legendary Muscle Shoals musicians, I understand, working with you on this album.
Yeah, I did. Thanks to my producer, Jimmy Nutt, who is Grammy winner, won a Grammy, I believe, last year with the Steel Drivers, the famed bluegrass group. He had a collection of these extraordinary, legendary players from around town that he invited to come in and play, like Bob Ray, who played with Ray Charles, and Spooner Oldham, who everybody in here's heard countless times, although you may not know it, played with Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding. Wow. He was part of the original Swampers, so he even played with the Stones, Bob Dylan, all those guys, everybody. He was on that last track that I just did, Come to Jesus, actually. He was on that track, old Spooner Oldham. And also we had Jason Isbell's bass player, Jimbo Hart, in there. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to back up here for your official album release party, which I understand is tomorrow night at Hi-Fi.
That's exactly right, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
And you've got some of Indy's finest that are going to help you on stage there at the Hi-Fi, do some songs from your album.
Yeah. Have a bunch of friends coming out, and one song that I'm going to do a little bit later here today called Self-Medicated. I have Jenny DeVoe coming out to sing that with me. And she's been threatening to record that song herself and put it on her next album, which I believe she has plans to do. And I'm very excited to hear that.
Is this a private party, or is this this open to the public?
This will be open to the public.
All right. Yes. All right. So Hi-Fi tomorrow night. And then the week after, that'd be a whole different topic. We could go on about that, so we're better not. But Fountain Square Music Festival, which is also going to be really cool. You're part of that, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be, after the show tomorrow, I'll be running around. But then I'm going to be coming back to participate in the Fountain Square Music Festival next week.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Let's welcome him back home one more time, if you would please, Brandon Wide.
Thank you.